All right.
Oh,
so
look at that.
Look at it. Like, it's magic.
Wow.
My God, technology. Ain't it something?
It is something.
Something. So this
something
is Jazz.
That and Cher.
Something that breaks, yes. Like Snap, Crackle, Pop. Jazz and Cher at Giving Up the Ghost podcast. Ooh. We are actually recording tonight, October.
Live. It's from Saturday.
But dead. Live. It's Saturday night.
Yeah,
bye, kids. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves. So we're positioned in the gift shop. We're recording our episodes and at the same time getting people's reactions to Six Pines Haunted Attractions. Well, this is where we are.
I want
to
see people run by screaming and hollering.
I want to see people crying, scared, and shitting their pants all in one shot. Anyway,
oh, there we go.
Is that too much
we
to
don't
ask
wish
for?
Any evil.
No, not at all.
Just fun.
I think I described to Judy and James that one time. I said, I love scaring and being scared. Like, I love scaring people more than being scared.
Than being scared yourself, yeah.
It's like the same type of thing, right?
Yeah. Adrenaline rush.
It's an adrenaline. I'm an adrenaline junkie, yeah. Sort of. So as we watch people walk by. So I guess they're leaving, she said, they're leaving Clown Town, right?
Is there? Oh, yeah. That would be Clown Town. And then the manor.
A little further over? Or?
The manor should be just over that way, is it not? I don't know.
Oh, look. Caution. Drunk people crossing. I love that. That's awesome. Our kind of people.
There you go.
So while we're recording and waiting for people's reactions and interviewing and possibly even the staff later, we're going to do a ramblesode. We have not done a ramblesode for like ever.
Yeah, really. Actually,
you know?
Yeah.
Well, we've been busy with other stuff and we've actually had stuff. So in any event, so tonight we're going to record the ramblesode called SLI, Sliders and the Streetlight Phenomenon.
And it wasn't even, did you get that other one too? It wasn't even streetlights too, eh?
No, it was a little bit of everything.
I know.
I got a phone. I can just do
oh,
the
yeah,
Wikipedia
yeah.
Or
no,
whatever.
No. Yeah.
Or we can make it a part two because there was a lot.
I know. Yeah.
Way too much.
There was.
More than I'm comfortable with. So here's how this came down. I guess a couple weeks ago, I'm watching a TikTok or I'm I don't know what I was doing, a video or something. And it said, there are people that affect streetlights.
Oh, you made a comment, didn't you?
Yes.
You made a comment on something.
I did.
Yes.
Because the weirdest thing to me is all my life, I'll walk under a streetlight and it'll go out. And I'm like, why does that do that all the time? And I Googled that a few years ago. Couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
Right.
Like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like to the point where I'm like, am I going crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
probably with me.
Am.
Well, yeah, but no.
But I mean, so, and I Googled it and says, why? Here I am Googling. Why do the lights go out every time I walk under a streetlight? Nothing. Go figure. Google, get your shit together.
Yeah.
So in saying that, now it was like, bing, the light bulb went off. No, the light bulb went
on.
And I'm like, do I have this? And then I bring it up to Cher. And Cher is like.
And I'm like going, wait a second. How come it was doing that every time we drive in a car? Because I don't normally just randomly walk under streetlights.
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, in a car, many times you're like driving all of a sudden, douche. And I'm
that
like,
too. Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just freaky.
And here you're just like, bloody city of Winnipeg, get your shit
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I know.
And
it's like, oh, here we go.
Bill.
We have a friend that works for Hydro. I'm like, okay, he's got to fix another one. But,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So in any event, this is an actual occurrence. It's a phenomena. And not only is it for this, like the streetlights, which would be in my case or in Cher's case.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Lots of shit.
All electrical devices.
Any electrical crap. Yeah,
yeah
I know.
Yeah. So essentially it's called SLI for short and or sliders. So
sliders.
I'm a slider. She's
sliders.
A slider.
Which is slide in.
I'm like all excited. I know what I am. I know what I am.
Slider sounds so bad.
Sounds like, yeah.
Yeah, just slide in.
You want to take the first little
sure.
bits?
Sure, that's fine.
Take the bits.
I'll take the bits. It's up to which bits?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It says, whoa.
Oh, don't kick the bucket. Bad place to kick the bucket.
Oh, I thought that was my coffee.
Oh, God.
It says, the phenomenon that is known as street lamp interference, or SLI, is probably a psychic event that
people
is
are screaming
just
terror in the
beginning to be recognized in studies. Like most phenomena of this type, the evidence is almost exclusively anecdotal. Typically, a person who has this effect on streetlights, known as a slider, finds that light switches on or off when he or she walks or drives beneath it. See, it is the drives, too.
Yeah.
Obviously, this could happen occasionally by chance with a faulty streetlight. If you've probably noticed it happen to you more once in a while, but sliders claim that it happens to them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen every time with every streetlight, but occurs often enough to make these people suspect that something unusual is going on. That's exactly right. It's not just like once in a
100%.
Blue moon. Yeah. Very often, sliders also report that they tend to have an odd effect on other electronic devices. In letters I've received, these people claim such effects as
appliances as lamps and TVs go on and off without being touched. Hmm. Light bulbs constantly blow out when the slider tries to turn them off or on. Volume levels change on TVs, radios, and CD players. You know what I also noticed? I thought it's everybody. Maybe it is. I don't know. Like, when you guys play on your iPhones or your devices, mm-hmm. sometimes I don't even have to touch it and I can swipe. Is that true?
Like, yes, and it annoys me.
Do you have to physically touch the screen for
sometimes
you?
Sometimes my hand is just
swipe?
Close and it and it does devices? Something.
Oh, okay, so that's
that
for everybody then.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's for everybody. Scratch that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm all disappointed.
Because sometimes I'm like, you'd be going, you're just hovering over it, and all of a sudden it's like something happens. Yeah, it freaks me out. Yeah, okay.
Watches stop working. Children's electronic toys start by themselves when the slider is present. Credit cards and other magnetically encoded cards are damaged or erased when in their possession. I've heard of that too. It's really funny. Just to go back, mm-hmm. there is a person that we are no longer associated with.
Ooh. Oh, scared me.
There's, not bad. There's a person that Cher and I no longer associate with that we used to be in cahoots with at the beginning of our podcast 2-3 years ago. And we're sitting in her living room about to tell her a very scary story that was related to us.
Yeah.
And all the lights went out and she was screaming.
Yeah.
Screaming. And me and Cher are just sitting there. I was like, oh okay. So
and then she was running around like a maniac trying to find a lamp. That was the funniest thing.
And given her chosen profession.
I know. She shouldn't have been that surprised, really. I know.
Really.
Yeah.
She's seen that coming. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So what causes this phenomenon? Any attempt to pinpoint a cause for SLI at this point would be mere speculation without a thorough scientific investigation. The problem with such investigations, as with many forms of psychic phenomena, is that they are very difficult to reproduce in a laboratory. So they seem to happen spontaneously without the deliberate intention of the slider. In fact, the slider, according to some informal tests, is usually unable to create the effect on demand.
Yeah, just friggin' happens.
And I've had that too. You know, I'm like, I'm trying, and it doesn't happen. So maybe
there's pills for that.
Well, maybe that's why Fester, the light bulb. Maybe that's why, like, Uncle Fester can light the light bulb. He's a slider.
Oh, there you go.
A reasonable speculation for the effect, if there is one, might have something to do with the electronic impulses of the brain. All of our thoughts and movements are the result of electrical impulses that the brain generates. At present, it is known that these are measurable impulses, only have an effect
on
page flip. Drum roll, page flip. As people are screaming bloody murder in the background. They're running,
run.
It's quite obvious from the letters I get, Evans told CNN, that these people are perfectly healthy, normal people. It's just that they have some kind of ability, just a gift they've got. It may not be a gift that they would like to have.
Damn it.
Get your spectacles
anything.
Out. All right.
Okay. These ones are stories from Reddit, apparently.
I love Reddit.
Lawrence.
Yes.
Lawrence said, I'm just looking for comments from other people who have known experience alterations in their environment. Please either respond or PM if you have broken things or charged or discharged objects or created havoc with objects or possibly have other emotional disturbances, premonitions, and other psychic abilities. We need to unite, folks. We are special, not crazy. And we are here to help the world around us, not just break things.
Well, Lawrence is pretty bossy.
Hey?
Yeah. Hey?
What is this? This is...
Oh, then this person is Tutu Tortilla.
Tutu Tortilla.
Yeah.
Tutu Tortilla. To be fair, it has been scientifically shown that some people run down watch batteries. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. At up to 6 times the normal speed. I'm not clear on why that's true, but fluoride in the water. Fluoride in the water does everything.
That's it. Fluoride. It's that fluoride. Speaking of which,
of fluoride in the water?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But when I was doing the research, when I was pulling up this file this stuff, right? You know what this reminds me of? If some people can do this and they have this ability or gift, you know how when there are hauntings in houses and it's almost of a poltergeisty nature, right? Where things move and shit happens, but, you know, like gets violent and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's like with prepubescent girls, right? The hormones, right?
Oh,
have
God.
You ever heard about that?
There,
like,
well,
a lot of times, like, what is it, that Haunting Connecticut or something? There's teenage girls. There's
it's always
that.
Teenage girls.
God, I tell
what the
you.
Hell?
You know?
Why?
I don't know. There, there's something
hormones,
else.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I mean, they're
me.
Evil enough to begin with without having God. Anything. Never mind. Yeah.
But they say that it's like when it happens with these girls in houses with these girls, it's almost like they're harnessing or harboring a certain amount of aggression
and hatred,
emotionally, and hatred. And it's making
they're
things
either,
happen.
Well, they either giggle or they want to beat the crap out of somebody. That's pretty much it, right? I mean, that's
I
how
know.
It goes. Yeah.
Or is it 13 going on 30, you know? Like,
yeah,
anyway.
I know.
But, I mean, I thought that was very interesting because they're trying to connect this. And that was the first thing I thought.
Hormonally
of.
Speaking.
Hormonally. I've yeah. been there. Nasty. I have one.
You have one?
I had one.
One hormone?
No, I got none of those left, unfortunately.
I'm all that done. I don't sucks. Even have one left now.
No hormones.
No,
anyway,
that's it. We're done.
That's it. So again from Reddit, that was it.
No.
What was this one?
Julie's
okay.
Jealous.
Sliders. Oh. Yeah. This one's from, an actual Facebook page. It was a big chunk. So we'll give her credit. It's called Julie's Angelic Connection Spiritual Center. This is going back to 2019.
Yeah.
So she goes on to say that sliders are people who cause strange electrical phenomenon, psychic spirit in you, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Not downing it or anything,
no,
but
no.
Oh, they're still there trying to peddle the wares. Look
oh
at that.
Oh, my God.
Excellent. Despite the name, sliders phenomenon are not limited to streetlights. Only often folks who share your ability can't wear watches. They will stop working within a couple of days, regardless of how many batteries are put in them. You got that ish?
I don't have any watches on.
My Fitbit
I don't wear them anymore.
My Fitbit dies quite fast, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because he can go, like, 2 weeks on a Fitbit, I can go like 4 days.
I wonder if that's what my iPad is screwed up.
But I think because I go
my
like,
iPad can't charge anymore.
Because I think I go
anymore.
Like this all the time, right?
Oh, that's true too. Poor boy.
So.
There's some pretty terrified people.
Oh, yeah?
Is there?
Are they shitting their pants? Yeah?
Look at all the people out there. Oh,
we
my
heard
God.
Screams.
That's too many people. I'm getting anxiety already.
Yeah.
Two younger kids that just got out and they're laying on the ground.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, yeah,
oh shit.
Jeez. Did you film them?
No. But did you get it on camera?
Why did you film them?
Yeah. But did you get it on camera?
Least.
Record it.
Yeah, record
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, right. So, yeah, the watches will stop. They also affect other electrical appliances such as headlights and alternators and automotive vehicles. Lights, light bulbs, and computers. Light bulbs may blow every time a slider touches a lamp or a light switch.
Oh.
Hmm. Computers may freeze up or experience other problems. CD players might change tracks and suddenly, and whenever a slider is near, magnetic phenomenon is also manifested. So,
because the cards become unreadable after they've been carried on their person. Your irregular EKG is probably your energy causing the equipment to malfunction.
That's
it's not my
time.
Heart. Not my heart misfiring. It's
unless
just,
it's got
just
a,
my...
unless it's got a beat.
Yeah. It says, those who share these experiences are usually relieved to hear that they are not alone. Most spent years questioning what was happening until eventually they were convinced that something unusual was going on. Like you.
Oh, my.
All independently report that high emotion plays a key role in such experiences. When they are upset, angry, or simply very excited, the phenomenon really kick in. That's funny because, you know, we're going to tell that story to that girl, that woman,
from the thing.
It was like we were enunciating a point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like come to a head and then it was like, bloop.
Yeah.
That was funny, eh?
But, you know, it's funny how they say about the emotions and stuff. Okay. I hate getting personal when I tell my stories and stuff, but
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm going through like the change and the hot flash thing. And when I think about things and get really angry or upset or anxiety, poof, all of a sudden it will get me going.
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny how your mind is so
powerful.
Powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're just a weak link to your mind too.
I'm a weak link. What?
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, but you know what I mean?
No, no.
It's either so powerful it does something or you're like a prisoner of it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Because,
like, you know how you're just, your mind kind of rolls on you and you start thinking about this, thinking about that, thinking about this. And then when I'm going through the change with the hot flashes, all of a sudden I'll get a hot flash after thinking of something very anxiety ridden.
Yes.
You know?
And then all
and
of a sudden
I'm
you're like,
whoa. What the hell? So that's a lot like what they're saying here about when they're upset or angry or simply very excited, the phenomenon really kicks in.
Yeah.
Like, it's all related. Like,
yeah, electrical charges, right?
Yeah. Electrical charges.
Yeah.
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 So.
You want to do the next one?
Sure.
Supercharged.
I'll do the next
supercharged.
One. All right.
Yeah.
So, supercharged bioenergy fields, auras, seem to be the cause. So it says the human nervous system is a chemical and electrical in nature. Neurotransmitters are electrical impulses. And when we are emotionally wound up, our nervous systems light up like a busy switchboard.
They do.
While they do.
They do.
While in most people, this does not affect streetlights, etc. And people who already have a very high energy, getting revved up can boost them to a level where they actually affect electrical systems around them in a noticeable ways. Many electrical appliances are easily affected or damaged by sparks of high voltage electricity. We might say that high energy people who are revved up send off sparks that trip or blow fuses.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Remember I was saying, though, too, that's another thing, like, speaking of phenomena, every time I get out of the car, I get shocked.
Right.
And I'm like,
and nobody else does.
Nobody else does.
No.
And I try and make other people get out of the car first so that they can shut the door.
Yep.
And like ground it. This was my thing. Maybe they're grounded out for me so I won't get shocked. But no, it's just me.
Yeah, yeah.
So much so that I close doors by the glass now all the time instead of the handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that.
And it hurts too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like a little, oh, just no. No.
When I get shocked in the house and stuff, like, I'm the one that gets hurt the most. Like,
yeah.
Seriously.
And it's like
brutal.
A blast.
It hurts.
And your finger will go numb. I'm like,
it's like
what
a
the
kick
hell?
To the pants.
Yeah. If you need one.
Damn, I would love for flames to shoot from my fingertips. Like,
oh.
Shit, I think people would respect me a little bit more.
Yeah. Mess with me?
Yeah.
Zap.
Look what I can do. So were we, I think we did that. Oh, this
supercharged spark some. As for what causes this, the theories vary. On the down-to-earth side of the spectrum, theorists suggest that these phenomena are entirely explainable in bioenergetic terms. Is that a word? Bioenergetic? Anyway, though why some people seem to have a higher energy than others, no one knows. As I see it, everything is related, so it's impossible to explain anything on a purely physical level. Everything in the universe
out.
Is energy. Everything that appears to be solid is, in fact, almost entirely empty space with patterns of energy running through it. Our bodies vibrate at a frequency of approximately 8 cycles per second, which is the same frequency as the Earth's electromagnetic field. Should our frequency become abnormally high or low, unusual things might begin to happen, such as what you describe.
So this shift in frequency could have a number of different causes. Many who have had near-death experiences report that slider phenomena ever can even happen. Other sliders have been struck by lightning. Ooh, shit. That's
no.
Not good. Now I'm scared.
No, I'll pass
or
on
suffered
that.
I'll pass, thanks.
Did you ever hear about that one dude who got
getting,
like hit three times?
Shit. Yeah, he keeps getting like electrocuted.
Even his
crazy.
Grave got zapped.
Really?
Yes. Yes,
shit.
We'll have to Google that.
Well, that's
after.
Insult to injury.
I know, eh?
Like, it's
he
done.
He hits twice, and then they bury him, and his
oh
grave gets
God.
Hit.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
But that's weird because you would think, like, if he's dead, like, no more energy.
No.
You know?
No, I know. Mm. No, that's like a curse then at that point.
Somebody had it out for him, for sure. yeah, so they also suffered a major electrical shock at some point in the past. Still, others claim to have had UFO or alien experiences.
Shut up.
Some theorists claim that humans can have lived on other planets in previous lives and will be born on Earth with a different energy and abilities, including what you've been describing here. For more information, search the internet for starseed or indigo children or indigo adults. That was our last Ramblesode.
What the hell?
We haven't done a Ramblesode for so long, and then this Ramblesode is referencing
the
last
one?
Of Ramblesode.
Which is like how long
Holy
later?
Holy shit. Can't
That's
make
freaky.
This stuff up.
Nope.
That is. So in any flip... individuals' bodies, but it is possible that they could have had an effect outside the body, a kind of remote control.
Oh, lovely. I don't want to be a remote control.
No.
Oh,
on a string.
This is research at Princeton Engineering Anomalies Research, or PEAR Lab, suggested that the subconscious can indeed affect electronic devices. Subjects are able to influence the random generations of a computer far more than would occur merely by chance. This research and research being conducted at other laboratories around the world are beginning to reveal in scientific terms the reality of such psychic phenomena as ESP, telekinesis, and soon perhaps SLI.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it says, note the Paralab did not specifically research SLI, and the research facility has since been closed.
Ooh,
maybe got hit by lightning.
Maybe. They didn't pay the power bill.
Yeah. It says, although the SLI effect is not a conscious one, some sliders report that when it does occur, they often are in an extreme emotional state. Hmm. A state of anger or stress is often cited as the cause. Slider Debbie Wolf, a British barmaid, told CNN, "When it happens is when I'm stressed about something, not really manically stressed, just when I'm really mulching something over, really chewing something over in my head, and then it happens."
See, now, like for the streetlight thing, say for me, it's usually when my mind is thinking
floating
nothing.
Away. Yeah.
Yes. It's usually when I'm on just like
you're just like
neutral.
On, yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm, you know, like I'm not concentrating or thinking of anything. I'm just kind of like
empty.
Just empty.
Empty head.
Says you. This one here, I think, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So could it all be just a coincidence? However, David Barlow, a graduate student of physics and astrophysics, suspects that the phenomenon might be attributed to people seeing patterns in random noise. It is unlikely that a light will turn on by itself, but when you walk past it, he says, so it is a shock when it happens. If this should happen a few times consecutively, then it appears some mechanisms is at work. Yeah, I don't buy that.
People like observing patterns themselves?
Yeah, I don't know.
So
I've
you
never
subconsciously
seen a
observe a pattern? No, that doesn't. I don't
Excuse
know.
Me. But no. Further to that, the SLI research, a research project in SLI, was conducted by Dr. Richard Wiseman at the University of Hertfordshire in
Hertfordshire
in England. In 2000, Wiseman made the newspapers with a project to test ESP with a kiosk-type machine called the Mind Machine that he set up in various locations around England to collect a large amount of data about the possible psychic abilities of the general public.
Oh, that would be kind of neat, though.
It would be.
That would be. I wonder what they'd do, though. I don't know. Would you want to be like, yeah, or zap you in there?
Probably put the electro pads on, right? You know?
That would be weird.
Hillary Evans, an author and paranormal investigator with the Association of the Scientific Study of Autonomous Phenomenon. Is that anomalous?
Anomalous?
Yeah. Phenomenon. Anyway.
ASSAP.
And the abbreviation is ASSAP. ASSAP. Also studied the phenomenon. She established the streetlight interference data exchange as a piece where sliders can report their experiences and share those with other sliders. The existence of this exchange cannot be verified at this time. Of course not. It says, it appears that something alters sliders' genetic frequencies, thus causing unusual electrical phenomenon. Okay.
Mm.
So. Go for it.
Go for it. Is there big words on this one?
I know.
It's important to note that electrical phenomena following the death of a loved one or following attempts at communication with loved ones in spirit are often efforts by spirits to get our attention. Just as our own energy can affect electrical systems, so can energy of spirits. In fact, working with non-physical energy, electricity, is the easiest way for them to affect physical reality. Not all anomalous electrical manifestations are slider situations. At the same time, many electric people, also report a high degree of psychic ability or related experiences. This only makes sense since high energy means high vibration, which is the foundation of psychic development. These people not only transmit their own energy to other electrical systems, they also receive energy from them. They are very sensitive to high energy environments and situations, often painfully so. For example, they may feel discomfort in a fluorescent light if a fluorescent light is on anywhere in the house.
Weird.
Yeah. As Vic Noble explains in Shakti Women, whereas it seems that the skin is the boundary of the person in normal reality, when the same person opens physically, the boundary expands. The person feels herself extending out beyond the body, taking up more space, feeling things as an extrasensory way. What we took for granted as a kind of density in the physical realm is suddenly called into question on every level.
Hmm. So this person here who wrote this article on Facebook says that she believes the spiritual awakening is the development of heightened awareness of all that is already there. Most people are sleepwalking through life, filtering out all but the most obvious stimuli. Says here, when we awaken, we become more aware not only of the dense physical reality, but also the subtler and energetic blah, 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 reality underlining and creating the physical. As we begin to move to this higher level of awareness, we become energetically supercharged and sensitive. In traditional spiritual terms, this might be called a Kundalini experience. There's Kundalini. That didn't sound right.
No.
But that's what it is. Look.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, well, okay. There's another good search term for you, she says. Many who experience a surge in this Kundalini include electrical phenomenon in their list of symptoms.
Hmm.
So as we are ever evolving on an upward spiral, it's a good idea to learn how to work with your higher energy. Since the phenomenon is closely tied to high emotion, one way to try and control this is simply be calm. So I guess that's where the meditation comes in,
right?
Oh,
okay, yeah.
So before you go to the chiropractor, spend some time in the meditation or yoga cultivating inner peace.
I don't want to go to the chiropractor.
No, do you? No, I don't know.
No, I'll pass.
Not for me. No. If you worry, it says, if you worry that the machine doesn't work again, you'll only get emotionally revved up and produce the same experience again. There are many gifts in having a high vibration. I encourage you, to research further and to explore how you might use your electric personality in helpful and positive
ways. You're so electric.
It's electrifying.
Electric company.
No, I'm thinking the John Travolta.
Oh, yeah.
I've got chills.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing. Multiplying. We're in public. We're not going to sing.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Mm. So, yeah, that ends our ramble soap.
Very interesting.
On
and there was way more, too. There was like tons
so much more.
More.
I would like to do more on maybe a part two.
Yeah.
Part two?
Yeah, because yes. There was lots.
Yes, there was
too
lots.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, what is that? Fries. Oh, my God. They got fries and gravy.
Oh, my God.
Carbs and carbs.
Carbs
and liquid meat.
Slide some here.
I know.
Sliders.
That's
there.
What I'm a slider.
Slider, yes.
A slider it right onto my ass.
Look how we brought that round full circle, hey? French fries, sliders.
French fries, yeah.
Mm,
ooh,
yummy.
Sliders and fries. Mm.
Yeah, so that's this week's Ramble Sode.
Mm-hmm.
As we're recording from Six Pines Haunted Attractions.
Yes, from the Barn of Doom. No.
No. We're in in the gift shop. We're not positioned by a table by the outhouse like we thought we would.
No, that's much better.
This is cozy and warm. We actually got our jackets off. It's nice. It's very nice.
I have a sweater.
I got a long sleeve sweater. So please, I want to thank everybody who's listened to us and reached out to us. Actually, a lot of people have been reaching out to us lately. So
reach out and touch someone.
Something like that.
Yep.
Thank you for contacting us. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I think that's it. Yeah. And where do they find us, Cher?
Where do they find us?
How do they contact
they get a hold
us?
Of us? Yes. Give me up the ghost podcast at gmail.com.
Excellent. And also to remember to live every day like it is your last.
But never